This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as new Chief Minister of the state this morning. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as leader during NDA Legislature Party meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Sri Guru Bhairavakya Mandir at Sri Chetra Adi Chunachanagiri Mutt in Mandya, Karnataka today. After arrival, the Prime Minister will visit Jwala Peet. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will offer prayers at Sri Kal Bhairav Temple before inaugurating the new temple built as a tribute to the spiritual lineage of the Mutt in the ancient Kal Bhaireshwar Temple complex. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his warm greetings on the occasions of Assamese New Year, Rangoli Bihu and Bengali New Year, Poila Boishak. The Prime Minister also extended his greetings to the citizens of Himachal Pradesh on the occasion of Himachal Day. Federal Chancellor of Austria, Dr. Christian Stocker, today arrived for his four-day official visit to India. He was received by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khatse, at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India and Austria share a warm and friendly relationship. He added that Chancellor Stocker's visit will impart further momentum to enhanced India-Austria partnership. In Tamil Nadu, electioneering is on full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold a roadshow at Nagarkoil today. Mr. Modi will be joined by AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy and senior BJP leader and Union Minister Piyush Goyal. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin will also garner votes for his alliance at Salem district today. Actor Vijay is scheduled to campaign at Chennai, but permission is awaited. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said women reservation bill to be brought by the government during the special parliamentary session is balanced and fulfills the aspirations of every state, community and region. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said he reached out to every political party and no party is opposing the legislation which is being brought in the parliament session to be held from tomorrow till Saturday.
Every region, every state is fairly distributed and given the provision of increase in the numbers of seats. So I feel this proposed bill is absolutely balanced, well thought of, and which will take care of the aspiration of every community, every region, every state. So there is no scope for any criticism.
The death toll in boiler explosion incident at Singhan Therai of Chhattisgarh has risen to 14. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In Punjab, 6 devotees have reportedly died when the ill-fated bus they were travelling in met with an accident in Fatehgarh Sahib district late last night. They were returning after paying obeisance at Sri Anandpur Sahib on the occasion of Baisakhi. More details awaited. The advance registration for the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra have started from today via online and offline modes across 554 designated bank branches in the country. The 57-day Yatra will commence on July 3rd and conclude on August 28 on Raksha Bandhan. U.S. President Donald Trump has said negotiations between Washington and Tehran may restart in Pakistan within the next 2 days. Meanwhile, Israel and Lebanon held preliminary direct talks in Washington yesterday, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.